Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
Okay, so varicose veins, those are the big bulgy veins you can have on the usually on the lower part of your legs, on your calves. They can be very unsightly. We want to get rid of them. But I want people to understand that they could also represent some dangerous cardiovascular issues going on. So my guess is Dr. Jan Katznelson. He's a world-renowned surgeon. Dr. Katznelson, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mike. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, I think this is an important issue, and I want to start off right off the bat with the fact that if you have varicose veins, they're not just a cosmetic issue, are they? Could they mean there's something else going on in your cardiovascular system?
Absolutely, absolutely. Venous insufficiency is the medical term for the cause of varicose veins. Just want the listeners to understand that in order for blood to circulate, fresh blood, arterial blood we call it, is coming down very easily because we have a heart pumping and creating blood pressure and also gravity. Now imagine that the same amount of blood is supposed to go up against the gravity and without heart pumping it up. So this is pretty complex process. So in this process, when the blood fails to go up or falls down instead of going up towards the liver, kidney, lungs for rejuvenation, a lot of congestion can happen. And this congestion can create not only unsightly veins, bulging veins, because of the pressure, right? But also, this congested blood can lead to trophic changes or life-threatening, dangerous complications like pulmonary embolism from deep venous thrombosis.
Right.
So, okay. Venous insufficiency causes varicose veins, and many people with a venous insufficiency even do not have those bulging veins, but still suffer from the symptoms. So varicose veins is just one of many representations of venous insufficiency that we have to be aware of.
So let me just kind of summarize that. So, and because I like the way you said it, so coming down into the legs, you have good fresh arterial blood, right? You have the heart pumping it. You got that pressure forcing it down. Gravity's working with. So we have no problem getting blood down to our feet, but the problem that same amount of blood eventually has to come back, and that's where the issue is. That's where the veins can break down. The blood can pool. We get clots, and it could just be a sign of overall, you know, unhealthy cardiovascular system. So what do we do then? Before we get into how we might treat this, what can we do to prevent this? How can we support the veins of our bodies?
If you don't mind, I'll explain a little bit more about physiology, so it will be very clear what's wrong with the veins.
Imagine go for it.
If you have a basement, you have a sump pumps, right? That pump your lower, you know, the water, underground water up. So that's similar to what body does with the venous blood. So we have a very important deep veins. We call them deep because they're deep under the muscles. And when we walk, muscles squeeze the leg, and blood is pumped up. And it pumps up and down because we have a valve like double doors every inch or so. So when muscles squeeze the vein, those doors open up. And when muscle relax, the doors close very tightly. So that's a mechanism. But we also have a veins outside, above the muscle. And those veins we call superficial, although not necessarily we see them on the surface, but we call them superficial. So those veins, they do not really pump the blood up because, you know, they're above the muscles. And they also have a valve that unfortunately have a tendency to fail. And when those valves fail, they're stretched, blood can go down. And both systems, they're connected. Like imagine you have a sump pump, but the main pump is doing a good job, and a backup pump, instead of, you know, just sitting there and not doing anything, has a broken valve. So whatever came up in the main pump falls right down through the backup pump, creating congestion down there. So in a vein, it's a flood. In a vein, it's congestion. So that's why there are symptoms that we have to watch. So one of the, you know, obvious signs is when we have a bulging veins. But also, swelling, burning, itching, heaviness. People usually feel that when they walk, they feel better than when they stand. And obviously, now you know, it's like pumping the blood up through the deep veins. They feel better when they sit and elevates your legs up. That's because, you know, that's draining the blood instead of congesting it down there. People see discolorated skin, trophic changes. Because of the poor circulation, there's a lot of congestion. So red blood cells go and stay in the leg, and they find a way from the capillaries towards the surface, and red blood cells, they have a hemoglobin that carries the oxygen. Hemoglobin has iron. Iron, rusty iron, is a brownish. That's why the skin gets brown
okay,
color.
All right.
So those symptoms and signs, they are very important to recognize, and when you have those signs, you can really take care of yourself. Even before you go to the doctor, we understand that walking is good. Exercising is good because the blood will be pumped by the deep veins, by the muscles. The elevating your legs is good. And when you sit all day in front of computer, or when you drive, or when you especially fly, it's nice to just, you know, every 30, 60 minutes to walk a minute or two, and that's very helpful. And there's a reason why doctors prescribe compression stockings many times as the first step, because the compression stockings, even a mild degree of compression, they just compress those superficial veins under the skin, prevent blood from going backwards and staying there like in an old reservoir and poisoning your body.
Okay. So let me ask you this, Dr. Yan, then. So we know that exercise is important because we're going to strengthen the leg muscles. Just simply getting up sometimes and walking is important because you're contracting those muscles. That could be a preventative measure. The stockings, as you said. But at what point, does somebody need to go seek medical advice for this or medical treatment for this? I mean, at what point do you have to say, okay, I've done everything I can do. Things are getting worse. I need to go. Is there any sign there that you could help the listeners when they need to go see someone like you?
I would say in order to be successful in prophylaxis and prevent treatment, it would be nice to go as early as you can. So when you have a burning, itching, heaviness, numbness, throbbing, varicose veins, swelling, pain in the leg, dry skin, discoloration, night cramps, very common symptoms, restless legs, and you feel it's a little better when you walk or you elevate your leg, go check with the doctor. And the reason is, if we catch this early, we can just say, you know, you're fine, there's nothing to worry about, just, a few simple measures, and hopefully you postpone disease for a long time. I just want to tell you, our listeners, that the disease is... Sometimes it's not your fault. You know, I'm joking because in television, okay, it's not your fault because hereditary in 70% is the main reason for disease.
Oh, okay.
So earlier or later, okay, if your mom or dad had varicose veins and symptoms that I just mentioned, you'll probably get the varicose veins or venous insufficiency early or later. And
okay,
when you start,
let me ask you this, Dr. Yan. Do you have we're running out of time, so I want to make sure. Do you have a website that you like or that you can send my listeners to so they can learn more about varicose veins?
Absolutely. It's www.usaveinclinics.com. USAveinclinics.com. And there's a website dedicated to treatment, prophylaxis, and understanding venous disease. And we can help in many locations across many states,
right,
between New York and Los Angeles.
Dr. Yan, we're gonna have to end it there. Thank you so much for that. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.